Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst. Good morning. Thank you so much for braving the ice to be here today. I appreciate it. It's always nice to see the dedication of people to God, to brave even weather and circumstances which wiser people, quote unquote, would be at home. So thank you so much for being here. Today, we are looking at all of the prayers that happen after communion in our meditation and study of the Divine Liturgy. And today is also Judgment Sunday, one of the pre-Lenten posts that we are going through in order to get to Lent. And I want to juxtapose one of the prayers that we do at the end with the gospel reading for Judgment Sunday. Because, of course, Judgment Sunday is the day where we read the parable about the goats and the sheep, and that God judges these people based upon whether or not they ministered to the sick, fed the hungry, clothed those who did not have clothing, went to the prisons to visit people in the prisons, visit those who were sick. And this was the criteria as to whether or not they were at the left hand or the right hand, received eternal life or eternal punishment. Well, at the end of the service, we hear the priest say, "May Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of the Theotokos, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, the supplications of the glorious prophet Fornard the Baptist, the apostles, the martyrs, the patrons of the church, the hierarch whose liturgy we are doing, the ancestors of God Joachim and Anna, and of the saint of the day." Now, if you were paying attention to when we were talking about all of the various communion hymns, you would notice that the saints and the things being mentioned here are similar to the things that are commemorated on each day of the week. We commemorate on Monday the angels, the heavenly bodiless powers. On Tuesday, we celebrate John the Baptist. On Wednesdays, we celebrate the Theotokos and the cross. On Thursdays, we celebrate the Holy Apostles and St. Nicholas. On Friday, the cross again. Saturday is the Day of the Dead, and Sunday is the Day of the Resurrection. Now, according to ancient practice, or monastic practice, we wouldn't have this long litany of saints at the end of the service. We would do the saint that was appropriate or event or thing that was appropriate for the day. So on a Monday, we would mention the angels, Joachim and Anna, the local saint, and the day, saint of the day. On Tuesday, it would be John the Baptist. On Wednesday, it would be the Theotokos and the cross, etc. But because out of economia, because most people don't come to church during the week, it became the practice of the church to mention all of them on Sunday so that we would know and pay attention to all of them. But in process, we kind of lost that sense that each day of the week has its purpose, has its saint. In other words, one of the church's purposes is to sanctify time, that through us, God himself sanctifies every day of the week. We honor these saints and these events and these things throughout the week so that God can sanctify the entire week, not just Sunday. And notice that we are sanctifying, allowing God to sanctify time through other people. And we sanctify Mondays through the angels. We sanctify Tuesdays through St. John the Baptist. We sanctify Wednesdays through the Theotokos. We sanctify Thursdays through the apostles. We sanctify Friday through the cross, Saturdays through the dead, other people. So part of sanctifying time is the acknowledgement that God himself resides in the image and likeness of every single person that ever was, is, or will be. And therefore, we, in order to sanctify time, sanctify the week, sanctify all things, need to be doing what the sheep were doing, what the lambs were doing, those on the right hand of God were doing, taking care of the sick, feeding the hungry, clothing those who are naked, visiting the sick, visiting those in prison, seeing in other people the image and likeness of God, knowing that by loving and ministering to others, we are loving and ministering to Christ himself. And that this is something that happens not just here, not just through the church, but at all times and in all places. That we are given opportunities every single day to serve Christ, to sanctify our lives, sanctify the things in our lives, to serve him by serving others. And so, it is a reminder that what we do here in the liturgy doesn't stay here. We are given Christ himself in his body, in his blood. We are given the Holy Trinity because it is the Holy Spirit that descends, that allows us to receive Christ, and Christ and his Father are one. We carry the Holy Trinity and their kingdom wherever we go. And it is our job to show the world, to open that window into the heavenly kingdom, into the reality of the Trinity, into the reality of the love that our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ has for us by going to the cross. So may we follow in the footsteps of those at the right hand of God and take advantage of the time that we are given to sanctify it, to make it holy, and to find others to love and to serve. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto the ages of ages.